The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Dima Lumbly from entertainment.ie, Roe McDermott from Hot Press are with us to talk about this week's new movie releases. Let's start with the Sisters Brothers, all-star cast, Jake Gyllenhaal, Joaquin Phoenix and John C. Reilly. What's it all about, Ro?
So this is adapted from Patrick DeWitt's novel, and it's written and directed by Jacques Audiard, who is a French director who people might know from Rust and Bone. I can describe this as kind of Cormac McCarthy with some jokes, because it's a Western movie. It's about, you know, harsh terrains. It's about violence, but it is also very funny and tender in moments. So John C. Reilly, who actually produces as well, he plays Eli's sister, who is the older brother to Charlie, and together they work as assassins in kind of the Wild West. And Eli is kind of, he's that typical John C. Reilly character. He's a bit hangdog. He's a bit sensitive and melancholy, but also ruthlessly efficient when it comes to his job. He's also a little bit insecure because Charlie is more feared than he is, played by Joaquin Phoenix. And no wonder, because Joaquin Phoenix puts in this incredible performance where he harnesses all this volcanic energy and violence. But then he's also silly, and the banter that the brothers have, like, they mock each other, they annoy each other, they occasionally get in very violent fights. But there is a love there, and it's a love that is not easily found in the terrain and the profession that they're working in. So it's a lot about masculinity and violence and loneliness, but also greed.
And what's the story, Dee?
Like Ro was saying there, it is about these two brothers, and they're kind of guns for hire, and they are sent out to take down Riz Ahmed's character. He, in the meantime, befriends this man called John Morris, who is played by Jake Gyllenhaal, but little does he know that this guy has also been hired to take him out. So it kind of, it's a weird one, because it starts off as we're following the brothers, we're following the other two guys, and eventually all of the paths kind of come together and coalesce and stuff. I like this film a lot. I did find that it was a little slow to kick off, and I found myself kind of a bit confused with exactly where the storyline was going and the relationship between these characters, except for, of course, the brothers and everything like that. But once the action kicks in, I did find it a really, really thrilling film. And like Ro was saying there, just very touching as well.
What era is it set in?
It's like the Old West.
Gold Rush era, yeah. They go to San Francisco, which I think is really interesting, because they're playing with the ideas of, they're trying to collect gold. There are new technologies and coming in. There are new social rules coming in. So setting it in San Francisco, which was, first of all, Gold Rush Haven, then kind of a centre for progressive politics, and now is all about gentrification and tech and finance. So there's really interesting little scenes where you see these, you know, ruthless hitmen suddenly see a toothbrush for the first time, or like a toilet flushing, and they're overwhelmed by these new developments. But then Riz Ahmed's character has developed essentially a formula that could make gold mining incredibly easy. So it's also about greed and what to do with that, and the destruction of land and what greed does to men. So it's playing with all these kind of themes that are very prescient and very relevant to modern life. But
let's
again,
let's hear a little bit from it. This is in which Eli, played by John C. Reilly, asks his brother Charlie, played by Joaquin Phoenix, if he remembers hitting him the previous night.
What's wrong with you?
You know what happened last night?
Yes?
And? You remember that you hit me?
I hit you?
Stop pretending and spare me the I don't remember routine. You hit me in public, Charlie. So as sure as you're looking at me right now, I'm leaving.
No, wait. All right, what do you want? It's about slapping each other in public. After I slap you, you slap me back, breathing. So go ahead, hit me. Hit me. Jesus Christ. What is your goddamn problem? I slapped you. I didn't whack you in the head with a shovel.
See, you do remember.
So is this recommended for my Sunday evening visit to the cinema?
I think it's really good. I think the pacing in the first half is a huge problem. I think it moves incredibly slow. It's only 2 hours, but to me it felt a lot longer. But I think it really picks up in the second half. I think it's a Western. There are a lot of tropes that are hit. There are a lot of recognisable and familiar set pieces. But I think all of the performances are really, really excellent.
Yeah, okay. I definitely recommend it as well. And especially Jake Gyllenhaal, I think every scene that he's in, he absolutely steals. And another thing I loved about that is that it's constantly defying expectations.
How many superhero action movies are there out there at the moment? Shazam is the latest one. Is this a new character?
It's a new character, and this guy belongs to the DC universe as opposed to the Marvel universe. So soon we're going to have Endgame, which is kind of the collation of all of these Marvel movies that have been released over the last decade or so. But this is a new DC film, and what's nice about this one is, so we've had like the likes of Justice League and the Batman movies and the Superman movies like Man of Steel. What's nice about this one is it's pretty much bringing everything back down to grassroots and just making comic book heroes silly and fun again. Even by the storyline of this, it follows this this teenage boy called Billy, who is visited by a magician and is given superpowers so that whenever he says the word Shazam, he turns into a superhero. So it's an absolutely kind of very nuts concept about it. And what's really fun about it is that it really kind of hones into all of these old 80s movies in terms of tone. Obviously, you've got kind of references to Big in there, in the fact that like he's a teenager and whenever he says Shazam, he turns into an adult superhero. But it also reminded me a lot of The Goonies was there in terms of tone, Labyrinth. So I actually really enjoyed this film because it kind of has this silliness to it and this childlike innocence and just this sense of fun about it.
Let's hear a little bit where Billy Batson, played by Asher Angel, meets his friend Freddy for the first time since his transformation to Shazam.
Oh, thank God!
Hey, stop right there. How do I know you're not a supervillain using telepathic abilities to make me believe that you're Billy, huh?
What?
All I have to do is press dial on this thing.
No, I have proof. Here. Oh,
look, I lied, okay? I took your bullet.
No! Oh, stupid adult hands! But you saw it. You saw it, right? Look, Freddy, I swear, it's me, okay?
Look, I know we're not really close friends or anything, but you're the only person that I know that knows anything about this Caped Crusader stuff.
It's Batman.
What?
Forget it. Can I hit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God!
That's crazy, right?
Okay. What are your superpowers?
Superpowers, dude? I don't even know how to pee in this thing.
What did you make of this, Ro?
So Zachary Levi plays Shazam when he is fully grown. We will have to say, this character was originally called Captain Marvel, but now there is a Marvel's Captain Marvel, so he's just called Shazam now. I thought Zachary Levi was incredibly charming. He kind of has this puppy dog enthusiasm of a teenager who's discovered he's now practically invincible. And I thought it had the potential to be a really fun old school adventure with kind of hidden depth. I think the relationship he has with his foster sibling, Freddy, who we heard in that clip. Freddy is a superhero fanatic. He's a super fan. He also has a disability, and he trains Shazam into becoming the superhero he always wants to be, which is a really interesting dynamic. But it kind of doesn't go anywhere, and neither does the villain played by Mark Strong. It's kind of very generic and stays at kind of a corporate level.
How many of these type of movies are out there? Is there actually a market enough? Are there people who will go to a superhero movie once a week? Because it seems to be there's a new one every week.
Well, I mean, Captain Marvel has just crossed $1 billion at the international box office. So that goes to show that people are going to see these movies. And I think fans must be going to the multiple numbers of times if they're making this kind of money.
I think what was slightly disappointing for me about this movie is that this movie had the ability to do what I think Ant-Man did really well, of being really funny, being very family friendly, because a lot of the superhero movies are getting quite dark now. But I think if there was something kind of plastic about it and kind of vaguely superficial. The CGI wasn't incredibly original. Visually, it wasn't very stylistic. And it wasn't as funny as it needed to be. I kind of found it amusing. I never laughed out loud once. So I think children watching it might be a bit like...
Speaking of dark, there was a trailer put out for Joker during the week, which is out now. It looked incredible.
I think Joaquin Phoenix, I think he's an incredible actor, and I would much prefer to watch him rather than Jared Leto. But also, how many times do we have to watch like a white misanthropic villain? I feel like we've seen this story so many times, and I'm not sure if this story is going to do anything different.
But actually, we've never had a Joker origin story. We've never had that in a movie. He's always kind of just spontaneously appeared, or as the case was in The Dark Knight, where he was played by Heath Ledger, which is probably the most famous performance at this stage, aside from, of course, Jack Nicholson. Like, he just kind of appears and creates chaos. And that's why I think this will be kind of a really interesting character study.
As trailers go, it had a grab factor about it.
Oh, it did. And I think Joaquin Phoenix is the perfect person to play him, because as we said about the sister's brother, he has that kind of volcanic energy, but also can be incredibly vulnerable and just seems to have a fragmented mindset on and off screen.
Thank you very much, Ro McDermott and Deirdre Malumbi, for with us this evening.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.